Right, let's step away from your questions for a bit to talk food. In a couple of minutes, we'll be chatting about online meal pack delivery services. We'll talk to YouCook and find out how they're coping through lockdown. But first, I want to get our weekly update from the team at Eat Out and Food 24. Now, remember, Eat Out is the country's biggest restaurant guide with over 6,000 listings of restaurants that are all closed right now. But their sister site, Food 24, is a wonderful resource for home cooks. There are more than 25,000 recipes listed, as well as online tutorials and videos to help improve your skills. So they are both worth visiting. And Tessa Purden joins me on the line now, who's head of content for both Eat Out and Food 24. Tessa, lovely to have you on the show again. I trust you're still well.
Hi, Papa. I'm good, thank you.
Good. Let's start back on Eat Out, because you are obviously acutely aware of the impact of lockdown and COVID-19 on the restaurant industry, Tessa. Tell us what you're doing to try and help.
Yes, absolutely, Pippa. It's everything's just happened so quickly. I'm sure you'll agree. You know, 2 weeks ago, I don't think anyone would have envisaged we would be in this situation right now. But as you said, the restaurants have had to close, all of them. And, you know, they're in severe crisis. They, and we've highlighted this before, they really are going through such a tough time. Some of them might not be able to open again. So our core focus right now at Eat Out is to do everything in our power to actually get the industry healthy again. So one of the things that we're setting up at the moment is a support crowdfunding platform, mm-hmm. which will actually enable restaurants to create their own profiles on their restaurant listing page on Eat Out. And from there, they'll be able to direct diners to their different kind of crowdfunding initiatives. We're starting with GoFundMe and Backer Buddy. They'll also be able to add vouchers in there. So it's basically a nice little place for them to add all of the stuff that they're doing to garner support. And just, you know, with our audience and the influence that we do have, we really just want to make it as big an impact as we can, and to really try and help as many restaurants as we can during this time.
Of course, because Tess, I mean, the people who would normally dine out regularly, for whom that is a possibility, their financial circumstances allow, want those restaurants to be there and ready to welcome them when lockdown is lifted and life goes back to normal, as it will eventually. So this is a great way to say, you know, how can we help now while you're forced to close to make sure that you're there at the end of it?
Absolutely. I think, you know, now that we're in lockdown, it's really giving everyone an opportunity to think about what the plans are for after lockdown. So I think, in a sense, we're kind of, everyone's gone to ground now, but once we're back out and once the restaurants are able to open again, I think there's going to be, you know, that's when the big stuff is going to happen. And so we're wanting to help them for when that time does arrive.
Okay, that's great. So please look on the Eat Out platform, eatout.co.za, to follow what's happening with that crowdfunding platform and hopefully be able to support the restaurants you'd like to be able to dine at the end of it all. For now, though, we are dining at home, Tessa. So let's talk a little bit about what's happening on Food 24 and support for those who want to cook at home, perhaps particularly now that it is the final stretch of what technically is the school holidays. You've got some great suggestions for us on cooking with the kids.
Yes. So I always think that, you know, when you have kids around, it's always great to get them involved in what you're making. And one fun thing to always have on hand to make is a dough, any kind of dough. So, you know, it's basically usually a flour or dry ingredient mixed with a few wet ingredients. And the varieties that you can come up with are actually endless. Bread dough. You've got the yeast, the water, the flour, salt and oil, and then you can go into making pizza doughs and homemade pasta even. So on Food 24, we've got countless recipes for all these doughs. I really like making gnocchi, which is really fun. You can roll it out and cut it up and, you know, make it all the little shapes and sizes that you like. Cookies, that's also another dough that is obviously very popular with kids. And also with the shapes, you can go crazy with all different kinds of shapes and toppings. So, yes, I definitely recommend that you start off with making dough. It's actually really fun just to kind of knead it, and you can make a mess. And it's one of those things I think that kids always enjoy doing too, because it doesn't matter if they make a mess.
Absolutely. And this is a great time to teach them how to clean up their own mess as well. As I've said several times now, it's a good opportunity to get kids involved in basic housekeeping and chores while they've got, you've got them as a captive audience. So let them make some mess with you in the kitchen and then teach them how to clean it up effectively.
Exactly.
Tessa, some great suggestions. Thank you so much. And all of those recipes for basic bread, dough and pizza bases and homemade pasta and gnocchi and cookies and they're all up there on the Food 24 website, which you'll find at www.food24.com. Tessa, keep well to you and the team. We'll chat again next week.
Thanks, Pippa. Chat again. Bye.
Tessa Purden, content head for both Food 24 and eatout.co.za. So check out Eatout if you'd like to support the crowdfunding platform for restaurants. Head to Food 24 if you're looking for some inspiration in the kitchen.